Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Dick Helton.
And I'm Rob Archer in for Vicki Moore. Top local story, the long-running case involving Oscar-winning director Roman Polanski could finally be coming to an end, maybe. Newly released transcripts back up his claim that a judge reneged on a deal more than 40 years ago and was planning to send him back to prison. John Baer, live with more details.
This was testimony that was given back in 2010, but the DA's office had opposed the release of the transcript until very recently. Now, in this testimony, a retired prosecutor testified that the judge in the case privately told lawyers he would renege on a plea deal and send Roman Polanski back to prison for having sex with a teenage girl in 1977. Polanski had already gone to prison for 42 days for an evaluation, but he took off in 1978 when he learned he would likely be sent back to serve even more time. William Montell is an author and investigative journalist. He told KNX the judge reneged on the deal because he was getting pressure from the public about Polanski getting off easy.
A judge abusing his authority is a bigger story, frankly, than one criminal case or one celebrity defendant.
Polanski's attorney said a few days ago the now 88-year-old director was thrilled that the transcripts were going to be released, and the attorney now says he's going to try to get Polanski sentenced to time served in the case, which would end his fugitive status. Reporting live, John Baird, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Somebody stole millions of dollars worth of jewelry and gems from an armored car in Lancaster last week. The FBI is involved in the investigation. The jewelry stolen from a Brinks truck that was taken from the International Gem and Jewelry Show in San Mateo to another and at the Pasadena Convention Center. This is one of the jewelers who had his merchandise taken.
They're returning, sometimes they're returning your calls, but there's no information.
Says it's his livelihood.
My life. That's how I live. That's how I feed my kids.
Some of the vendors who had jewelry stolen had been building their inventory for decades. Spring says they're working with law enforcement trying to find those who stole the stuff.
A person's been taken into custody for questioning after the remains of a woman were found buried in Huntington Beach. Police called to a mobile home park on Slater Avenue near Beach Boulevard after several residents reported a really bad odor in the area. They eventually found the human remains buried behind a home on a property. Not immediately clear how long they had been there or the cause of death. When police are calling the death suspicious, they are investigating.
San Bernardino County Sheriff's Deputy shot twice. He was responding to a call in Rancho Cucamonga. Yeah, he's going to be okay. Expected to make a full recovery. But CBS 2 Tina Essedine says this happened when the deputy went to the neighborhood on Sycamore Court about midnight Saturday, checking out a parked car. Some people have been calling about that, said there was a guy inside the car, been sitting there a long time.
When he approached the car, the suspect, upon being asked for a driver's license and vehicle registration, pulls out a gun and fires two shots at the deputy. The deputy then falls and is able to pick up the radio and call for help and provide a description.
That description helped the other law enforcement officers find and arrest the suspect. The authorities say that person had a long criminal history in Northern California.
Two men in custody after the string of robberies and deadly shootings at 7-Eleven stores in Orange and Riverside counties. Arrests come as the family and friends of one of the victims came out to celebrate his life one last time. 40-year-old Matthew Hirsch was shot and killed while working the overnight shift at the 7-Eleven in Brea early Monday morning. One of Hirsch's neighbors had this to say.
No one wins here. You know, as for the suspects' families, their life's going to be in turmoil. You know, for all of us involved in New Matt, we're never going to be okay.
The men are also suspected of four more robberies and another fatal shooting. They're going to be charged this week, likely murder, attempted murder, and robbery.
So some local hospitals and associations are suing the city of L.A., trying to stop the move to give a $25 an hour pay raise to the healthcare workers at the privately owned hospitals and other health facilities. The city council did pass that increase backed by the healthcare workers union, SEIU and UHW, instead of sending the question to the November ballot for the voters to decide. Union spokesperson Renee Sedana telling us that they're fighting mad over this suit.
Healthcare workers are really fired up about this. This is top of mind for anybody who's struggling to make it right now in this LA economy, especially healthcare workers as they're being called back into hospitals to help fight again this next COVID surge. So, you know, we're going to do everything we can. Healthcare workers are going to do everything they can to try and stop these cuts to healthcare worker wages.
The lawsuit filed by the California Hospital Association, the Hospital Association of Southern California, and three LA hospitals arguing the city ordinance arbitrarily singles out only some health facilities for the higher wages.
By the way, Anaheim considering a 2% tax on Disneyland ticket sales, going to be up for consideration this week by the city council. Of course, ticket sales have been exempt from a gate tax for decades, but Councilman Jose Moreno says it's time for the voters to decide on that.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day, but for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.